Leslie, you stated at the hearing that it didn't matter if the county commissioner sent a letter of understanding or not, that IRSA was seeking forgiveness rather than permission. What did you mean by that?
We learned at the commissioner meeting that IRSA had already handed in their permit applications to the COGCC. So here they were asking for a letter from the county commissioners for their blessing for IRSA to do the COGCC application at the same time they were going through the Garfield County application process. And the thing was, IRSA had already put in their application. They were asking more for forgiveness, quote unquote, because they had already put in the permits application. In phase one, there was no application to the COGCC until the whole application process through the Planning Commission and through public hearings with the county commissioners were completed. The conditions of approval were signed, sealed, and delivered from the county to the COGCC. And then we had approximately 90 days to address our concerns to the COGCC. A lot of it had to stem from the fact that IRSA had delayed their application for about 60 days. But now, with phase two, with it being concurrent, that means almost like in 30 days, we have to finish our comments to the COGCC. And in 60 to 90 days, the application process through the Planning Commission and then the Board of County Commissioners will be completed.
Part of the phase two plan includes what's called a large urban mitigation area, or LUMA. Talk about the LUMA.
That was something that came out of the task force a couple of years ago. That means there's extra things that the oil and gas company has to do because they are drilling within 1,000 feet, and in the case of Battlement Mesa, even closer than 1,000 foot to homes and apartments. Pad A is in this LUMA because it's closer than 1,000 foot to a subdivision, and it includes an injection well proposal. Pad L, they did move away from a preschool and a church, but they're only 1,005 feet away. And then the production water storage, a pond of icky water that's going to be reused or at least stored, it's just west of a lot of homes.
Betsy Leonard, who is a resident of Battlement Mesa, and Commissioner Mike Sampson got into a slightly heated discussion about whether the county commissioners were representing the interests of Battlement Mesa residents. As the director of the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, do you think the county commissioners have the Battlement Mesa residents' interests in mind as they consult about the LUMA?
I firmly believe that drilling is too close to homes in Battlement Mesa, and that a lot more could have been done to extend the setbacks away from residential areas. Sure, a royalty owner has a right to get the resources underneath people's homes, but let's wait until the technology catches up. Why do we have to drill in Battlement Mesa PUD? And I think the commissioners could have asked that question and asked for alternative sites to put those pads.
Thanks very much, Leslie Robinson. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy.